Namaste and welcome to episode 7 of Smiles with Vatsal Mehta. I'm your host, Vatsal Mehta, and today's episode is on giving gratitude. Life is a precious gift. We did not work to create it, nor did we earn it. It was given to us open-handedly from existence. And this precious gift of life is immensely beautiful. The green trees, the still mountains, the flowing rivers, the moving clouds, the chirping birds, all of them add to the beauty of life. And gratitude is like a thread which keeps us intact with all the preciousness that we are blessed with in our lives. In our need of innumerable desires, how often is it that we take a little time out to wholeheartedly appreciate all that we have in our lives? From things, to people, to memories and moments, to our bodies, to life itself, and so on. The list never ends, because you never possibly can run out of things to be grateful for in this existence. So today, I'm going to share with you an engrossing story on the importance of maintaining an attitude of gratitude in our lives. Along with it, I will also share with you how, when you keep up with your practice of gratitude, you'll eventually attract more things in life to be grateful for. And lastly, I'll equip you with a tool which will help you express profound gratitude to existence for each and every moment that you are alive, so as to experience the goodness that life has to offer. Let's begin with the story now, entitled A Short Lesson on Gratitude, as published by The Tapping Solution. Once, a blind boy sat on the steps of a building with a hat by his feet. He held up a sign which read, "I am blind, please help." There were only a few coins in the hat, spare change from the folks as they hurried past. A man was walking by. He took a few coins from his pocket and dropped them into the hat. He then took the sign, turned it around, and wrote some words. Then he put the sign back in the boy's hand so that everyone who walked by would see the new words. Soon, the hat began to fill up. A lot more people were giving money to the blind boy. That afternoon, the man who had changed the sign returned to see how things were. The boy recognized his footsteps and asked, "Were you the one who changed my sign this morning? What did you write?" The man said, "I only wrote the truth. I said what you said, but in a different way. I wrote, 'Today is a beautiful day, but I cannot see it.'" You see, both signs in the story spoke the truth, but the first sign simply said that the boy was blind, while the second sign conveyed to everyone walking by how grateful they should be to be able to see and cherish the beauty of life around them. We often take for granted the very things that most deserve our gratitude, says Cynthia Ozick. Oftentimes, I find myself in the similar situation as well. But I believe these situations are simply an opportunity to recognize the things that we take for granted in our lives. Like, for instance, our sense faculties, the very thing that opens up our perception towards this beautiful planet. And gratitude is a way to appreciate it and acknowledge its presence. It is more like a heart-centered approach to being at peace within yourself and the entire cosmos. Now, let me share with you why is it significant to maintain an attitude of gratitude. There are several reasons on doing so and how it enhances our perception of reality. Firstly, whenever you are truly grateful from the core of your heart, you radiate out into the universe an immensely powerful positive energy, which in turn attracts more blessings in your life to be grateful for. Just like they say in The Secret, gratitude is the fastest way to change your life because it shifts your energy and your thinking. Whatever we think about and think about, we bring about. Secondly, gratitude is consistently and strongly associated with greater happiness, joy, and love, as it turns our mental focus from that a negative to a positive one. It shifts our behavior pattern and broadens our perspective by creating positive cycles of thinking and behaving. For instance, when we express gratitude for every moment that we are alive, we naturally begin to perceive each moment as an experience to make the most out of. This feeling is what leads to a joyful and a happy life. Thirdly, in the moments of gratitude, we connect with something larger than ourselves, with people, nature, and the universe itself. Yes, this simple feeling of gratitude can make you feel the divine connection. As Dean Jackson once remarked, "It is in the moments of gratitude that we stand in the light of the divine." And so, it's important to permeate each moment of each day with gratitude and marvel at the life that we are living. To me, expressing gratitude is like keeping a tuning fork alive and vibrating the joy throughout the entire universe. Thankfulness also plays a key role in boosting your overall mental, emotional, and social health. Studies conducted on gratitude show that it possesses several benefits associated with general well-being, like better sleep, more generosity, and less depression. Gratitude feels heartwarming, and a growing body of work suggests that gratitude might help keep our actual hearts healthy as well. A research conducted in 1995 found that people feeling appreciation have improved heart rate variability, which is an indicator of good heart health. This raises a clear question: how is it that gratitude might help people live healthier? Besides helping them sleep better, gratitude also helps you develop better lifestyle habits, such as no smoking, eating well and mindfully, motivating you to exercise often, strengthening your immune system, activating the healing relaxation response, helping you to live longer, and ultimately making you glow internally. Personally, I've observed many changes in my life after integrating a practice of gratitude, which I'm going to share with you today. It has definitely enhanced my natural state of mind and the way I perceive things, people, opportunities, love, happiness, laughter, and all that I've been blessed with in my life. It literally opened me up internally to a whole new dimension of life. Cicero, a Roman statesman, scholar, and an academic skeptic, has repeatedly called gratitude as the mother of all virtues. Greek philosopher Epictetus said, "He is a wise man who does not grieve for the things which he has not, but rejoices for those which he has." And Charles Dickens shared a similar sentiment with his oft-quoted phrase, "Reflect upon your present blessings, of which every man has many, not on your past misfortunes, of which all men have some." Now, let me share with you the tool which will help you express profound gratitude to life for everything that's in it. And the tool is something which I like to term as grateful pauses. As the name suggests, to implement this technique, all you have to do is pause a few times a day, be still, and feel the feeling of profound gratitude towards three things from the core of your being, to cherish those in your life and celebrate existence for every moment you're breathing and living on this beautiful planet. Ask yourself, what would be your life like if you didn't have what you have now? To get more clearer. And that's it. Just a few or maybe a couple of grateful pauses a day to appreciate your blessings, and you'll experience a shift in your life so profound and deep. This is the best technique I use to give my thanks to life. However, if you feel that this technique is not for you, there are several other ways in which you can express thankfulness. For instance, you can maintain a gratitude journal, maybe write someone a thank you note, you can pray, you can meditate. It doesn't matter whatever medium you choose. What really matters is that you feel the feeling of gratitude. It must be resonating throughout your entire being. Osho put it perfectly when he said, "Gratitude arises whenever you start feeling God's presence around you. Then only gratitude is left. Then your whole energy becomes gratitude. Then your whole being becomes a thanksgiving. It becomes a prayer." Lastly, to conclude, I would like to add that no, our problems don't disappear. Neither does all pain or sadness or stress. Those are all real. But actively feeling grateful for the very fundamental aspects of our lives give us so much emotional fuel that we can get through the challenges and stresses with more resilience, strength, and ease. And if there is any such powerful thing that can eradicate human suffering, then it should be the foremost thing that science must be researching on. So go ahead, try this very moment. What or who in your life are you most thankful for? I'm thankful that you're listening to this podcast. So thank you so much for your time. If you found this podcast of even the tiniest help to you in any way, please share it with a friend who you think needs to integrate grateful pauses. Until then, stay tuned for the next episode of Smiles with Vatsal Mehta. I wish that you always stay happy, keep smiling, live totally, be grateful, and love beyond measure. Peace.